Mr. Plasternauts presents. Auntie Gobblebottom and the Bubble Bars. Story by Mantari Glunk. Narrated by Nicholas McGaughey. As Auntie Gobblebottom grew up, all she ever dreamt about was bubbles. Bubbles this and bubbles that. She would go on and on and on and on.
"See, the thing about bubbles," Auntie would say, "is that they float around without a care in the world."
The world, according to Auntie, should be a world full of bubbles, for a world without bubbles was pointless. But not everyone thought like Auntie. The kids used to call her Auntie Bubble Bottom.
"Bubble, bubble, bottom and grabble. If Auntie catches you, you're in trouble."
There came a time when Auntie locked herself away in her house with her bubble dreams forever.
"Goodbye, world," she said.
One day, Auntie's nephew, Archie Gobblebottom, came to visit her. As Archie entered her house, there in front of him stood a huge machine.
"I call it the Bubble-tastic Maker," said Auntie.
"The bubble what?" asked Archie. The Bubble-tastic Maker was a machine that Auntie had made out of old junk, and it was producing hundreds and hundreds of
bubble bars,
announced an excited Auntie.
"They are the creamiest, tastiest bubbles in the whole world."
The only problem was, Auntie's bubble bars were so tasty, she would eat them for breakfast, lunch, tea, dinner, and even supper. Thought Archie. "It can't be good for Auntie to keep eating all those bubble bars." And that's when he had a brainwave. He decided to take all of Auntie's bubble bars and make one huge bubble bar cake. As Archie slowly stirred the enormous pot with an oversized spoon, he sang,
"Fiddlesticks, crumbs and golly, whatever it is that on the trolley, my belly is starting to rumble, any louder than this place will crumble."
When the bubble bar cake was ready, Archie presented his masterpiece to Auntie.
Ta-da!
Archie thought that if Auntie ate the entire cake, she would become horribly sick and wouldn't want to eat another bubble bar ever again. So he started cramming the bubble bar cake into Auntie's mouth. Everything seemed to be going to plan until suddenly, Auntie began to balloon into one humongous bubble. She grew and grew and grew and grew until her arms and legs stuck out of the sides and front of her house, and her head popped out through the roof. Well, because of Archie's brainwave, Auntie became famous everywhere as the biggest bubble lady that ever lived. And everyone wanted to know how she had got so huge.
"Well,"
she said,
"I invented a machine that makes bubble baths. And thanks to my nephew, Art...
But before Auntie could finish her sentence, Archie stuck a pin into her bottom. Almost at once, Auntie's head disappeared back through the roof. It was followed by her arms and legs, which shrank quickly into the house. Then she whizzed around inside like a rocket, growing smaller and smaller. Auntie sounded like a fart muncher. Went her bottom. In fact, Auntie let out so much air that she shriveled up like a wrinkled old raisin. And after that, she became even more famous. Now everyone called her the smallest wrinkled old raisin lady that ever lived. It was then that Archie happened to notice a bubble bar bright with colour. This bubble bar had a message on it. Great things come in small packages. Signed, Mr. Mooncakes. From that day on, Auntie never ate another bubble bar ever again. Instead, she sold her bubble bars all over the world. And she became the first wrinkled old raisin astronaut lady that ever went into space. Auntie was even made an AOB, an authority on bubbles. And what of the world according to Auntie? Well, it just so happened that the whole world did indeed become a world full of bubbles. A world full of bubble bars. And it was all thanks to Archie. The end.